So let's break this down. The U.S. Senate Banking Committee has paused a major step for the Lummis-Gillibrand Act, a bipartisan bill aiming to set federal rules for crypto and stablecoins. It's a big deal because it's one of the few times Congress has tried to tackle crypto regulation together.
Exactly. The delay shows lawmakers are prioritizing consensus over speed, which makes sense given the complexity of the issue. Crypto's wild growth has outpaced existing laws, leaving states to create their own rules, something that's messy for businesses and investors.
Right. A markup session is where the committee really shapes the bill, so skipping it means more backroom talks. The Lummis-Gillibrand Act, named after Senators Lummis and Gillibrand, is meant to fill gaps in state laws and give clarity. Without it, the crypto world could splinter into a patchwork of rules.
True. Imagine a scenario where one state bans crypto exchanges while another offers tax breaks. That's chaos for companies trying to operate nationwide. The bill's supporters argue federal oversight would stabilize markets and protect consumers, but critics worry it could stifle innovation.
This delay really highlights the tension between regulation and growth. The crypto industry wants clear rules to attract investment, but lawmakers are wary of overreach. It's a tightrope walk. Too much oversight slows innovation. Too little risks fraud and instability.
And the sticking points. Three main ones: consumer protections, stablecoin rules, and jurisdiction between the SEC and CFTC. Democrats and some Republicans want strict safeguards for investors, but others fear it'll kill the industry's spark.
Stablecoins are a huge part of the puzzle. They're pegged to fiat, like the dollar, but who regulates them? The SEC sees them as securities, the CFTC as commodities. That ambiguity creates legal gray areas for issuers and regulators alike.
And the jurisdiction fight. The SEC's been cracking down on unregistered tokens, while the CFTC focuses on derivatives. The bill tries to clarify roles, but lawmakers are still split on whether the CFTC should oversee stable coins. This could lead to clashes and lawsuits.
So the path forward. Closed-door talks between committee chairs and sponsors. But timelines are unclear. If the bill advances, it'll face more hurdles in the full Senate, where political divides might push for amendments or even oppose it.
For the crypto industry, this delay is a mixed message. On one hand, it shows the bill's importance, but on the other, it underscores the slow pace of progress in a polarized Congress. Advocates might need to adjust expectations and focus on strategic lobbying.
The key takeaways. Regulatory clarity is the industry's top priority, but achieving it is complicated. Bipartisanship is rare, so compromises must satisfy many interests. Stablecoins and jurisdictional conflicts are make-or-break issues, and state laws will keep creating chaos unless federal rules take hold.
And the broader implications. Without federal oversight, volatility and fragmentation could dominate the crypto space. A well-crafted framework, though, could unlock innovation and trust. But for now, the U.S. market risks becoming a fragmented patchwork of rules.
In the end, this delay reflects the slow, deliberate process of creating a bipartisan framework. The Lummis-Gillibrand Act is a step forward, but its success hinges on resolving these tough debates. For lawmakers, the challenge is balancing innovation with safety. For the crypto world, it's a waiting game.